Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 28, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Still a little bit of a void without having Santa Anita out for your selections, but looks like you picked some good races for this week, right?
Yeah. Oaklawn Park's got the Rubble split in two divisions, so certainly Derby preps. Baffert sent some of his good ones there, and so should be a decent day. I don't play Oaklawn that often, but I did make some picks on four stakes races there.
Great. All right. Well, let's get into it. You can visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find all the links, all the ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link however you'd like to listen to us. Most of you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts. Be sure to join our Facebook group. The link is on our website as well, where we post many topics. Ask your Amazon Echo if you want to listen to us. Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. And be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes or maybe some other picks he finds. We'd also love for you to go to our donation page. That's at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. If you click become a patron, the Patreon button at the top and the next page, select from our monthly win place show donations, or you can even click the custom pledge where you can make a one-time donation. We really thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it. All right, so we give a review of last week. We do not have a nugget segment this week, and you'll go right into the Oaklawn races. So go ahead and give us a review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so four stakes races handicapped last week. We had one top pick winner, so not a great day. 396 stakes races handicapped so far, 177 top two pick winners, so we're tracking along at 45%.
Okay, yeah, so not bad. We're still at that 45% clip. That's awesome.
Yep.
So let's get right into it. So you got four races. This is going to be a pick four. So you have races 7 through 10. Let's start off with the seventh race at Oaklawn Park. It's a mile and a 16th. It's a grade two. It's the Azurie. It's $350,000. It's for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So the Azurie Stakes is the seventh race.
It's close.
And I'm having some crazy trouble with my podcast notes here, so I'm just going to have to go by what's on my iPad. So my top selection in this seventh race, Dave, is the one horse. The one horse is Tappa Tappa Tappa. Tappa 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 is trained by Timothy Ham. Antonio Gallardo is the jockey. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. So this is kind of my price play for the day. I like this horse. Got early speed. Tampa Shipper. Not only is coming from Tampa, but has been training at Tampa and throwing some bullet workouts in. Yeah. I think with this Cozy Rail post, and one of the things I was going to mention about Oaklawn when we were just discussing the races and the tracks that I was going to be doing today, that track plays a little bit fast in terms of speed horses, and the stretch is short. So for me, I like playing speed horses the times that I've played Oaklawn, and this horse with the rail and speed seems like a logical play here. So I'm going to make the one horse, Dave, Tappa Tappa Tappa, at 10-1, our top selection in the seventh race at Oaklawn on Saturday. Okay. Our second selection, Dave, will be the two horse. The two horse is Midnight Basu. Stevie Asmussen trains Mike Smithson to ride this one, 6-5 in the morning line. I will note that at this distance, this horse is 5-for-5, Dave. 5-for-5, yeah. Running at a mile and a 16th. That's pretty incredible. With a 101 top buyer speed figure. But we'll probably get over bet based on the connections. And there's some other horses in this race that have, dabbled close to, triple digit buyer speed figures, including the horse that we've made our top pick, who did throw a 102 buyer speed figure in one of those races at Tampa. So the difference between 10-1 and 6-5 is pretty much the reason for my selection as with the one, but we will make the two horse Midnight Basu our second selection in the seventh race at Oaklawn on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the outside. We're going to make the six horse Shamrock Rose. Mark Cassie trains David Cohn's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. I have noted this horse won the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, coming from way off the pace. Take a look at that. This horse was the 14th post position out of 14 horses. But I've also noted that this horse, you know, took advantage of a pretty quick early pace in that particular race. But also, as I looked through some of the past performances, I did note that there were some sub 12 second eighths of miles. So I know this horse has got a nice burst of speed. So I figured Shamrock Rose is going to lay on, the pace of Tappa Tappa Tappa, probably just sit right off. And, if she shows one of those bursts, might have a chance to pick up any pieces that might be there. So let's make the six horse, Dave, Shamrock Rose, our third and final selection in the seventh race at Oaklawn tomorrow, Saturday. So to summarize, Oaklawn Park, race seven, Saturday, our selections are 1, 2, 6.
Okay, we'll move on to the eighth race. The eighth race is a mile and a 16th. This is the first division of the grade two, the Rebel. $750,000 is the purse for three-year-olds in the Derby prep race. Go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the eight horse. The eight horse is Galleon. Jerry Hollendorfer trains. Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. Hollendorfer's 24% in graded stakes races. That's not bad. That's a nice percentage for throwing your horses in extremely tough races. So 24% horses certainly got a winning record in a very short horse race life. Four lifetime starts, three wins in a second. Has thrown some upper 80s buyer speed figures, threw an 84 there right off the bench, won pretty easily in that state restricted stakes race, the Cal Cup Derby, the last time out at Santa Anita, 1-9. I'm sure that Hollendorfer is looking for bigger things in the Triple Crown for this horse. But as I said, I think trainer in 10 here. I think Hollendorfer is looking for another big improvement here as he starts to get this horse ready for the Triple Crown Trail. So let's make the eight horse, Dave, at a little bit of a price. Galilean, our top selection in this eighth race at Oaklawn Park on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 3-5 morning line favorite, the nine horse Improbable. Bob Baffert trains. Got Drayton Van Dyke as the jockey. This horse is 3-5 in the morning line. Obviously done nothing wrong in his short career, 3-for-3 lifetime. Baffert's another high percentage trainer in graded stakes races. Don't you think it's interesting though that Smitty isn't riding either of these two Baffert horses that are going to be the big morning line favorites? Smitty doesn't get first call on either one of them, which is kind of interesting to me. Van Dyke is 39%. He's 39% when he's been riding for Baffert over the last year. But it's just interesting to me that Bob has been putting up some different jockeys and hasn't just been specifically with Smitty as his go-to in some of these big races. So let's make the nine at a really short price. Our second selection, Dave, Improbable. And our third and final selection, let's put a price play in there. Let's make the seven horse Classy John. Dallas Drew trains, David Cohn, the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line. This horse has early speed, Dave. And if the obvious competitors in here get cute and just want to sit just off the pace, who knows, maybe Classy John will get out there and get a good easy half, and maybe they'll have to try to wear this one down. There's definitely a lot of early speed here, and if Cohn, who's a really good early speed jockey, can rate this thing a little bit, who knows what might happen. So let's make the seven horse Classy John our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the eighth race, the first division of the Rebel Stakes, our selections are going to be 8, 9, 7.
Okay, let's move on to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and a 16th. It's the Essex Handicap. It's $350,000 for four-year-olds and upward. Go ahead and give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, will be the six horse. The six horse is Heavy Roller. Heavy Roller's trained by Joe Sharp. David Cabrera is the jockey. 5-1 in the morning line. I have noted that that Sharp is 23% when he puts his horses in stakes races, which is pretty nice. This was a trainer change. You can see that Brett Calhoun used to train this horse. And now this thing has moved into Joe Sharp's barn and is 2-for-2. Having moved into Sharp's barn, 90 buyers speed figure the first time under Sharp, 99 buyers speed figure the next time. Yes, I know, both on off tracks. Yep. But that's still a pretty sweet improvement moving from one barn to another. So we get a third off a layoff trainer with a 23% record in stakes races, who clearly has improved the horse once this horse got in his barn. I think this is the right play here, Dave. Let's make the six horse Heavy Roller our top selection in this ninth race at Oaklawn on Saturday. Our second selection in this race, Dave, will be the eight horse. The eight horse is Giant Expectations. Giant Expectations is trained by Peter Erton. Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse is 5-2 in the morning line. So, you know, will be probably the post time favorite. We get second off a layoff. We get a pretty nice workout there on March 1st. That 5-furlong trip over the training track, 2 out of 25 is pretty nice. Pretty nice trip. This horse has got some nice class, Dave. Take a look at all the grade one stakes races this horse has been in. But this horse is a 6-year old, and you know how I start to feel as these horses get older. You know, I'm always wondering how interested they stay in racing at that point. I certainly know it's not the peak of their career. But we will make this horse, Dave, the eight horse, our second selection, Giant Expectations, in this ninth race at Oaklawn on Saturday. And our third and final selection, we will go to the rail. We'll take the one horse, Dalmore. Anthony Cortolo is the trainer, David Cohn the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line. I have a note in here just around the bounce. 93 buyer speed figure off the bench there from November to January, and then threw a clunker in the slop there at Santa Anita the last time out, only producing a 60 buyer speed figure. So we get a horse off a bounce who threw a pretty nice buyer speed figure off the bench two races ago. A horse that's got some early speed and the rail with a pretty good front end jockey. So we're going to make the one horse, Dave, Dalmar, our top selection in this ninth race at Oaklawn on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 9, our selections are going to be 6, 8, 1.
Okay. And then we'll go to the last race of the card. That's the 10th race. It's a mile and the 16th. This is the second division of the Rebel, grade 2, $750,000 for three-year-olds at Derby Prep. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this second division of this of the Rebel Stakes, Dave, again, very typical to my strategy in the first division. I'm going to take the six horse. I'm going to take the six horse Omaha Beach, trained by Richard Mandela. We do get Mike Smith as the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. We get Smitty on a speed horse. And, you know, Mike Smith still has the hands, as far as I'm concerned. One of the better front end jockeys there are in the country. You know, two sub 22 second quarters of a mile the last time out in the slop, won easily with Flavian Pratt. I don't know. This looks like it could be wire to wire, Dave, at a decent price with Smitty. So, let's make the six horse Omaha Beach our top selection. Our second selection in this race, Dave, will be the post time favorite, the 5-horse game winner, another Baffert. Get Joel Rosario this time at 4-5. Clearly this horse has done nothing wrong. Rosario has won 3 of this horse's 4 lifetime starts, 4-for-4 lifetime. yeah. So, you know, buyer speed figures in the mid-90s, mid to upper 90s. But again, trainer intent, you know, how all out is Baffert going to go with this horse coming off his last race, which was in November? I just don't know that Bob's going to have this thing cranked up the way that he usually does. And he may not have to. This horse may be good enough to win without that. But I'm willing to take a stand, try to beat this horse with Omaha Beach. I'm sure Bob just wants to get a good race in this, under this horse's belt. So let's make the 5-horse game winner our second selection in this 10th race at Oaklawn on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is Gunmetal Gray. We get another horse trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. As I said before, Hollendorfer, 24% when he puts his horse in great stakes races. We get third off a layoff, you know, with a horse that certainly has a chance and a right to improve here. If they battle at all on the front end, this will be the horse that will be coming late with a very capable jockey. So let's make the 8-horse, Dave, Gunmetal Gray, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Oaklawn on Saturday, our selections are going to be the 6, 5, and 8.
All right, let's wrap it up. And let's go to make sure you go to our website is offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do. Go out there, take a look at our website, and click links to listen to us. On Twitter, be sure you're following us at Off the Charts HR. The many podcasting updates, race date changes, or any other picks. If you need one, send us an email. We have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And do you have any closing comments?
Just one, Dave, just a little inside podcast kind of information. I was struggling there. The show notes that you and I usually put in Google Docs was acting up on my laptop. So I was having to scroll through my iPad, which is where I make all my picks. And so that's why you heard some of the hesitation and some of the things that I was saying, but,
that's what you needed.
Yeah. I like to be transparent with the people that are listening to us, and that's what was going on there. So
appreciate you, letting us know. So let's hopefully we have a great bunch of wins at the Oaklawn Park. And does the weather's going to be okay there?
It is.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about the weather, and we're going to be in good shape. So let's hope we get some winners that come in on Saturday. With that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.